Hi, I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church. One thing family members and neighbors know about me is that I look forward to each and every Sunday to gathering with God's people in worship. Now, occasionally, someone will come up and ask me, "So Joel, how was church today?" What do you think the look would be on their face if I said this to them? "How was church?" "Oh, I'm so glad you asked. It was like precious oil poured on the minister that ran down his beard and onto his clothes. It was like mountain dew drenching the entire congregation altogether." Now, I confess I've never said this because I don't think they would understand, but it is true. Listen to Psalm 133. "How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down on the collar of his robe. It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion, for there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore." So friends, that is Psalm 133, the second to the last psalm of a group called the Psalms of Ascent. These share the same title because these were aids to the ancient pilgrims, a sort of guidebook, 15 of them, as they journeyed to the big church in Jerusalem. They would sing and pray these as they climbed, and it helped them to keep their eyes fixed on the destination. And it's clear from Psalm 133 that one thing that makes the big church temple worship so delightful is the wonderful feeling of unity that believers have as they come into God's presence. Dane Ortlund writes, "Few human joys run deeper than real unity. To know and to be known by others, to enjoy a shared heart in some endeavor, to sense the deep resonance of oneness that comes from loving and being loved." That, my friends, is the wonderful thing about gathering with the people of God. We leave this world of divisiveness behind, where folks are constantly angry at one another, a world where we constantly hear folks calling out for peace and unity consciousness, but there is and can never be any true unity because there's as many agendas as there are agents. But we, Christian believers, are a people with one agenda, to worship the true God, who we confess in complete contrast to our warring world. You see, we worship the one and the many, the triune God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God in three persons. And as we come into God's presence, we who are many begin to reflect God's unity. Now, we can only come into the presence of our holy God because, well, the Son, Jesus, came to be our high priest. And that is what the ancient pilgrims were glimpsing when they saw the oil poured on their priest, Aaron, and it ran down him, anointing him so that he could come before God as their representative. He actually was wearing a breastplate with stones that represented all 12 tribes. And now, by his death and resurrection, our high priest Jesus has passed into the heavens and he's bearing you and I. And he and the Father have poured out the Holy Spirit on everyone who believes. Which means when we come to worship, I don't have one spirit, and Victor has another spirit, and Gloria has another spirit. No. We all have the same Holy Spirit, the one Spirit who unites us all together. And what a wonderful joy it is to be united not by common hobbies or cliques, but by the same Spirit, the same holy anointing. And it follows that as you would leave worship, you would feel like you've been just drenched with the heavens. Though I have to confess that perhaps sprinkled might be better in comparison to these ancient pilgrims. After all, they've been to church for a full week, and not just for one service on one day like you and I. And they compare their week-long worship, that's what they're doing, to the dew of Mount Hermon coming to rest on them. Now, Mount Hermon, it was the tallest mountain in Israel. So imagine what it'd be like to climb up and sit at the top for a week. The view would be stunning. The air would be cool and crisp. But more, that mountain dew that would rest on you would be clean and pure. The dew would be divine. And friends, that is what worship is like. We leave this world behind for a while. We gain perspective as our Lord Jesus ushers us up to the mountain that cannot be touched. And we come to experience God's blessing, a taste of the world to come, and meaningful unity that can only come not as we strive for unity, but as we fix our eyes on Jesus and behold the grace of our God. A.W. Tozer writes, "Has it ever occurred to you that 100 pianos all tuned to the same fork are automatically tuned to each other? They are of one accord by being tuned, not to each other, but to another standard to which each one must individually bow. So 100 worshipers met together, each one looking away to Christ, are in heart nearer to each other than they could possibly be were they to become unity conscious and turn their eyes away from God to strive for closer fellowship." My friends, how excellent a thing it is, and it is all of grace. Remember who you are and who you belong to.